is the Ausdroid Podcast, recorded Wednesday, the 29th of June. Q&A, Future of Android Roundtable, and Voltron Extravaganza.
Welcome, everybody, to the Ausdroid Podcast. This is the 9th episode. From here on in, we're going to refer to it as the Ausdroid Show, just because I like the name, and I've registered the Twitter account. So, as always, is that not cool? That's cool. We can do that, can't we? We can do whatever we like. I'm doing it.
I'm not saying anything. That's
good,
fantastic.
Good. So I'm Lucas Burnett.
I'm Buzz.
Greetings, Earthlings. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Scott.
And together
we're high five.
We could be, but we're probably a bit old. You're not. But we're probably a bit old for high five.
There's only four of us.
Form.
My kid's all high five, so does that count?
Yes, it does. Yeah. It does. We'll take that. And Blunty's just thrown into the chat room, Form Voltron. I'm using that in the next one because Voltron was like my favourite cartoon as a kid. So, boom. That's where we
high
go.
High five starring Justin Bieber. As long as I do not play Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Voltron is
Blunty's not allowed to say anything.
Yeah,
Let's get into it.
All right. So tonight, if as everyone's aware, it's mainly a Q&A roundtable. We are going to just do a real quick wrap up of the last fortnight's news. Just so you actually know what's going on. If you don't read the site, you probably don't know that there's a podcast on. So thanks to everyone who reads the site that's in the chat. That makes sense. So we're gonna go through of the Optimus 3D, the Evo 3D, the sensation on Telstra, Samsung's Nexus rumours. The Galaxy S2 on Telstra, Xperia Mini Pro, and whatever else comes up quickly. And then we can go through some questions that people have asked, and we'll try to answer them as best we can. I think we're basically, probably one of the other features other than the Q&A is just going to be a future of Android. So where it is now, where it's going to go, where we'd like it to go, and what we'd like it to do. So it should be a pretty good podcast and something that strays a little bit away from what we normally do. So
this podcast could go forever.
It could go forever. Probably not.
I see this being a very long podcast.
Yeah, if it goes for a period of time and I'm silent, it's because I've walked out.
Well, we've all walked out, maybe.
Yeah, maybe we could just do a walkout. So let's get stuck into it anyway.
I'll lead.
I should get next month as well, which is good. So the Optus 3D was announced for Optus exclusively. When was that? That was earlier this week, late last week. And now it's on their pre-order website, so you can pre-order. You've got until today. You got to pre-order it by today to get before the 4th or on the 4th.
They try to deliver it.
Yeah, they'll try to. That's it. Yes. Yeah. So in other words, hey, look, yeah, we're going to get it to you before the 4th, but if we don't, we said we'd try. But I can't see it being a massive hit. I can't see it selling gangbusters. Do you know what I mean? So I could probably say that the majority of people who do pre-order it should get it by the 4th, unless, I don't know, they've taken up Vodafone's ordering system. I don't know.
Do you think that the Optimus 3D is going to be a hit? Because it is, as they say, dual everything. It's dual channel, dual core, dual cameras.
Yeah.
Will you use the 2X? Do you think that the 3D will be hindered by the delay?
It's not a Galaxy S2. Do you know what I mean? It's not an iPhone. It's not that kind of handset. I would actually say that it's probably going to sell in the range of say the Arc or the Play. The Arc's a very, very nice handset, but it was late, and that's probably stunted sales to a degree. And the Play's niche. So I think there are a lot of people that will take it up because it's the first 3D handset in Australia. But it's got two things against it. A, it's niche, and B, it's made by LG. So,
if we could quickly segue into, I just got the Optimus Black today.
Mm, yes.
It has an LCD IPS display, which
the
I know Jeff will just love.
Yes.
LG make great mid-range phones. Can we just leave it at that? Yep. That's all they seem to be able to do.
Yep. Has it frozen on your end yet?
The 2X seemed to be a bit dull. Yeah. The 3D, we don't know yet. But the Optimus Black is it's a solid handset. The UI is annoying as hell, and it can be pretty jumpy, but it's great otherwise. The screen is brilliant.
Screen better than the SGS2?
No.
No?
No. What, is it a little bit more washed out?
It's better than other LCD displays,
yeah.
But it's not better than
the
LCD.
It's not better than the, yeah.
Froyo, gingerbread buns?
This is Froyo, which is let down.
Yeah.
Don't you do anything? Do they do anything on Gingerbread, LG?
No, they've planned. They have guaranteed updates to Gingerbread across their entire Optimus range. That's what they've
said. They've been saying that for a while. How long has it been out for?
I think they were even saying that before the 2X actually launched. I think when they announced it, they were saying it would ship with Froyo and it will come out with Gingerbread. But, you know.
I think the original Optimus has got the update in somewhere in Europe, I believe. So an update is available somewhere in the world. So it is coming for the original Optimus, but when it comes from for these high-end devices and mid-range, I'm not too sure.
Yeah. Mm. But what I reckon probably in the 3D space, what's going to sell better than that would be the Evo 3D if it does come to Australia, and, you know, with the GSM version, you know, being Vodafone UK, getting that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that's probably got, depending on pricing, that's probably going to be a best-selling handset just because HTC have more weight behind their brand.
They do, and we were told that, from people in the know, of course, that Telstra are testing the HTC Shooter, which is the Evo 3D, at the moment. And then a little later on, we're told that they're not the only carrier testing it. And when we were told it was going to the UK, that leaves open the idea of it being a 900 and 2100 megahertz 3G device, which means it would work perfectly on Optus and Vodafone. So either of those two could easily pick it up.
I still reckon Vodafone will pick up.
So do I.
I think it'll be there. Well, Optus probably won't now. They've got the Optimus 3D.
Yep.
And why would Telstra pick it up when it's so similar to the Sensation?
In the post that I put up, I wrote about this, and it's it's hard to say whether or not it'd be a good idea for Telstra to take it. They could take it and say, hey, look, we've got 3D as well. But that could also kill off some of the sales for their Sensation if they want to push that pretty hard.
And Telstra don't tend to take niche handsets, so do they?
Well, they've got the play.
They've got the play.
Yeah, but everybody's got the
price,
play. Yeah, but everybody's got the play.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They don't tend to take exclusively, or do you know what I mean? They don't.
Yeah,
it's either Vodafone, one network or another
company would do that.
Oh,
for
absolutely.
Sure.
Well, Vodafone have got they're in damage control in regards to their brand, even though it's starting to become a memory. But I think what they're counteracting that with is getting good quality niche handsets, as well as trying to get every single handset on demand. So, to a degree, it's working.
Oz thinks it's going to Vodafone, do we?
I would think it's going to go to Vodafone. I don't think Optus are going to take it because they've got the 3D.
That would kill off the Optimus,
Which then means that Virgin won't take it. So I would say it's a Vodafone Telstra thing, if it's going to happen. And to be honest, if there's an 850 variant going around, that would make sense for Vodafone to take that, along with Telstra, being that they're building out the 850. So that would stop Optus and Virgin getting it to a degree, and, you know, not stop them from getting it, but other stock would need to be brought in and allowing Vodafone and Telstra to bring on type of stocking which works on both the networks.
If you get that right, you get a pay rise.
Cool, I'll hit up for that. Everyone in the chat, make a note of that, please. Cool, so let's then
next up we had
the Sensation
of
Telstra.
What has possibly been the biggest, longest drawn out, leaked, rumoured thing in the world, the HTC Sensation going to Telstra, which, when did we first bring this up? This would have been in March, I think, when we first caught a drift of the HTC pyramid at the time being tested on Telstra. And then it kind of went away for a bit, and then it came back in a massive way. And then Telstra sent out the tweet saying, oh, we've got sensational news, and Blunty would love that pun. And then it came up on their expression of interest page, which then quickly disappeared, and then came back up today, I think. The other day, and then we're told they're going to announce further details soon, I think.
Mm.
And then today, just earlier, I was told by people in the know that it will be on Telstra's $79 Freedom Connect plan, $0 up front.
Not too bad.
Mm.
Probably not as bad as what I thought they'd make it. But it'd be interesting where they price their Galaxy S2 compared to that.
That's what I was thinking, because they're both very, very similar devices in terms of specs, not UI at all, very, very different. Oh. Scott, you've got I sent the Sensation to you today, the other day. What do you think of it?
It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful looking device, but my God, I hate Sense. It's just bloated. I've actually having quite a bit of lag going back to the home screen.
Yeah.
Did you find it buzz as well?
Yep. I tried to use it as any average consumer would use it, and it sent me up the wall.
That's what I'm trying to do too, but I think tomorrow I'm just going to stick Launcher Pro Plus on there and see how we go with that, and But
credit to HTC for making it look nice. I mean, the UI is nice. It's graphical. It's very...
Up the lock screen.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the lock screen is the bomb. I mean, I've got a mate of mine who's got an incredible S, and we flashed... I can't remember the name of the ROM, but it was based on Sense 3.0.
Yeah.
And it looks 1,000 times better. You know, that lock screen is awesome. The animations look better. And on a small screen, I mean, and you'll probably, and the sensation's QHD, so it'll look, you know, relatively the same anyway, if not better. But it looks really, really, really nice. But yeah, the problem is you tend to get, not so much lost, but you tend to get bogged down in the, you know, in the rubbish and the animations and the eye candy that they throw in there. So
I don't think the average consumer would be too worried about it. I think they'd see that and be like, this is fantastic. I'm floating through clouds all day.
I think it'll do really well. I think it'll sell well just because it's got, you know, bells and whistles and looks pretty. It's got a sparkle effect that a lot of consumers going to the phone stores are looking for, and it looks good in the hand.
If it's priced any higher than the Galaxy S2, I will cry.
Well, there's a reason why you know, HTC was and I believe I'm right, and this was the number one Windows Mobile selling manufacturer, is because they can make nice skins.
They can make a weather widget that sends you flying
through clouds. Awesome. That's it. That's it.
It is actually fun to use the phone. But it's just, after a while, you get sick of it, and you're like, okay, this is annoying. Yeah. Why is my wallpaper making weather noises?
Yeah. It's true,
You unlock it, and suddenly there's lightning striking your phone.
Did you see, did you guys listen to the last This Is My Next? I know, not the recent one, but the one before where Joshua Topolsky was having the lightning crash during the podcast? Yeah. You know, I mean, that to me is annoying.
That's annoying.
Yeah, that's stupid. That is a ridiculous idea. Okay, I understand, you know. And like the point he brought up, temperature's hard to tell, so I'd like to know what the temperature is. I don't need to know it's raining, because I can tell it's raining.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't need it to tell me that it's sunny outside, because I can see it's sunny. I'd like to know if it's going to be raining tomorrow, but today I can tell.
It's good, though, with the drops running down the screen and stuff.
Like, all the effects look good, but they're a little pointless at times.
Yeah. Well, it's just eye candy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It works very well, and I know this phone will sell extremely well to the average consumer, and more than the average consumer if they can unlock the bootloader. I know... A lot of people go out and buy it and say, look, I'm going to take stock on this and overclock the hell out of it and watch it burn my hand.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't have the gingerbread animation off.
No. Neither does the Galaxy S2. S2. No, Galaxy S2 doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
No. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so do I. So I flashed a ROM specifically to get that.
Really?
And now it's a bit distorted, yeah.
Don't worry.
No, but anyway, let's speaking of the Galaxy S2, well, speaking of Samsung anyway, Samsung's made a new Nexus. Rumor, true, no, yes, makes sense, doesn't make sense.
Why would it make sense if they make two in a row?
We Lucas and I had a great conversation about this in the comments of the post, I believe.
Yeah, we did. It was good. And me and Maddie had a good one about it as well.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense to a degree for Samsung to make this next phone and make it spec higher than their current flagship. That just doesn't make sense, full stop. Why would you make a phone that's kind of for something else, not yourself, that's a better phone?
I know
and
why.
You said that it was going to be an OMAP processor.
Yeah, well, according to Board Genius Report, that's the rumor. It's going to be an OMAP 4460, which is it's the one above what's in the, I believe, the 2X and the 3D now, and it's the one that's going to be in those new tablets. Who makes them? Starts with an A.
Arcos.
The new ones, yeah.
And G9s.
The G9s, that's it. But they're not due to... The actual chipset's not available, according to, you know, Wikipedia and, well, you know, that's... Yeah,
according to the internet.
According to the internet.
The internet does lie, we all know that.
No, absolutely not.
That's true.
The chipsets are not available until the third quarter. So we're, you know, we're almost in the third quarter, well, the start of the third quarter. And that, to me, lines up. You know, and like what I said in the post, I mean, there have been rumours going around that Samsung's going to release another handset in September. And that lines up with the iPhone 5 or 4S or whatever it is that Apple are deciding, and that's if one is released this year, which all sons do point to yes, because when Apple released the iPhone 5, all of that, not credibility, but all that hype that Samsung built up over the SGS2 will essentially start to fade, and I think they want to capitalise on that. So by releasing another handset in September makes sense. Processors are available. And what was brought up, which is one thing I didn't mention, but sort of was aware of, but didn't think about it at the time, is that Samsung does need to be their chipset division to get the chipsets. They don't necessarily just have them handed over to them. Oh, you're doing Samsung? Here's a Samsung chipset. You know, here's Axinos. Yeah, go for your life. So it, to me, it does all actually make sense.
And wasn't there a rumor out that Samsung was making a newer version of the Galaxy S2 with a 1.4 gigahertz processor? Yeah,
All that is, I mean, at the end of the day, I think the Exynos 4120, which is the system on a chip, the chipset that's in the Galaxy S2 now, its standard clock speed is 1.2. Yep. Now, the standard clock speed for the OMAP, the 4460s, I think is 1.4 and 1.5. Yep. So, and I mean, we all know the Galaxy S went overclocked even to 1.5. And 1.4 runs very, very well. It doesn't get massively hot. It doesn't drain the battery a great deal. So the chipset is definitely, can definitely push that kind of thing. So it wouldn't surprise me if they just release another version for a particular, network or a particular country or something like that later on down the track to do that. I mean,
1.4 can draw a bit of power, though, depending on what you're doing. I have mine overclocked at times.
Yeah, but they can optimize
that under code, though. As well, Buzz, though?
It is.
Yeah. But see, they can optimize stuff like that in the code, the whole lot. I mean, there's a lot of software things they can do, at a code level to stop that. Not necessarily.
I highly recommend that they overclock to 1.5 like I did and then run the CPU stress test and then stick an egg on the back of the SDS to watch it cook.
I just did the quadrant at 1.4, I think 1.4, 1.5, and it was getting hot just doing that. And that only lasts a minute and a half, 2 minutes, so...
Even HTC could bring out a new version of the Sensation and clock it to its normal clock speed of 1.5.
Yeah, and boom, away we go. But, getting back to this, to me it makes sense. And I don't think Samsung, at the end of the day, really give a toss on whether or not they will piss off the people who have bought SDS2s. I mean, why would they? It took them 12 months to update the Galaxy S to Gingerbread. Do you know what I mean? Their track record doesn't necessarily mean that they make really, really good handsets, but on top of that, they're not all that fussed about the people that actually buy them. So, to me, that tells me that at the end of the day, Samsung want to capitalise on whatever, clout they've got going forward, even though it's not going to be a part of the Galaxy range, but it's still going to have Samsung written on it.
Why couldn't they do it like the Nexus 1/Desire last year?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
They were the same spec phones, though.
Yeah, but they were.
That's
but the
right.
Nexus 1 came out.
They do a SGS 3 and a Nexus 3.
That's
same
it.
Phone, different colour.
Release the Nexus first, like they did the Desire, and then put the Nexus, and then release the Galaxy S3, like what they did with the Desire later on.
Work. It just seems very, very out there.
I think, I'm just throwing it out there, but it seems unlikely.
I think it seems pretty reasonable.
It's reasonable, but... It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
We're only 2 months away, if Paul is correct.
And one thing about the...
You lose the pay rise gave you before.
Yeah, okay. I've already bought
and one thing about the latest Google phones is that the highlight of the phone is the operating system, not so much the hardware.
That's correct, yeah.
So it doesn't matter if it's too much different or not to other stuff that Samsung or HTC's got about, as long as it highlights the operating system and makes a good phone for developers to work
as long as it's not the Nexus S.
No, I don't think so.
But the whole idea of the Nexus was cutting, not so much cutting edge, but more industrial design was beautiful. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It looked like a piece of art. That sounds crappy when I say that, but it looks like a piece of art. Do you know what I mean?
I didn't like it.
I thought it was a fail.
Yeah. But you pick when the Nexus One came out and you picked it up and you looked at it, you're like, wow, these are beautiful looking phones. That feels nice in the hand. And then you turn it on and you're like, wow, stock Android is so nice. It wasn't like, oh, it's got a 5-megapixel camera. Oh, it's got this processor in it. It was more about feel and what it looked like.
I was more stoked about the hardware. That's why I got it.
Whereas we probably are. Do you know what I mean? But the Nexus set to me was a bit of a fail.
Isn't that what these went to aim for? These are developer-friendly phones.
Yeah, they developer-friendly phones, but they're developer-friendly phones. So they're like people who want to tinker with them, want to get into them. They're not necessarily people who want the latest and greatest hardware. But even the Desire did have it, didn't it? A 1 gigahertz Snapdragon. Was it a Snapdragon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it did at that time have the bomb diggy. So, I think this is a subject that's gonna.
Yeah. I love coming
so. But we should move on, otherwise we're never going to get anywhere, I think. Let's move on. Galaxy S2 on Telstra. Maybe one day we'll get a price and a date.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't hear anything. Tomorrow. Yeah, well, it'll be announced tomorrow. Yeah. They're releasing the release date, aren't they?
Yeah, so they've made a date to make a date.
And I was told by the people that are always in the know, these people, these birds... that it will be available on July 16th, subject to availability, whether they got problems bringing it in. I don't know why. It's a quad-band device. Pricing, if it's lower than the Sensation, just get that, please. Yeah. Scott won't agree with me, but just get the Galaxy S2.
I mean, the Galaxy S2's got better specs, but, I mean, it's horses for courses, as I keep saying. It's
yeah, it is.
I have only played with the Galaxy S2 for 10 or 15 minutes when I was over in Germany, and I held them both in my hands, and I just didn't like the Galaxy S2, the way it sat and the way it looked. I just, yeah, didn't like it. But the sensation was sensational. If Matty McBooth is listening, it's bloody good. MC Booth?
SGS2, he says, is iAndroid. Look, it is. It is iAndroid. But that doesn't even matter, because it is blazing fast and it makes me happy. I have a dead pixel on it, and that makes me happy as well.
I have to say, the Galaxy S2 is a million times better than the Galaxy S. A million times better. I've spoken about this on Twitter, but I have had issues with keyboard. So I actually have an issue with mine locking up, and when I'm typing, not recognizing touches.
Is that the stock keyboard?
I've had it with the stock ROM out of the box before. I didn't test it before I got root on it, but I have tested it with the stock ROM. I have tested it with two different custom ROMs, and I've tested it with the Flex 9, the Flex
T9. Yeah.
Yep, Flex T9. I've tried it with the stock Android ROM, the Samsung keyboard, and also the Swift Key.
They're quite annoying. Yeah. I purchased Smart Keyboard Pro back when I got the Desire, and I've never looked back. It is fantastic.
I'll have a look at it, because
about $4.
Well,
maybe?
By using all of those keyboards, I've put it down to a fact that it's not an issue with the keyboards, it's an issue with the handset.
I haven't had any problems with Smart Keyboard Pro, though.
Since then?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'll have a look.
I'll tell you something, guys. The phone is like 3 weeks old, officially, when Optus bought it out. I have not had a single problem with mine. No keyboard problems, no problems with anything. And I think people are just starting now to build ROMs for them, and I reckon they're full of faults. I reckon the ROMs that people are making are garbage.
Yeah, but I didn't have it. I tried this with the stock ROM, just with a kernel that had root access.
I just wonder, when you start flashing this, that, and the other, you know, how that might affect the reliability of the phone.
All I did with mine is I preferred leaving the normal ROM on there. Mm. I just got the overclock just for laughs, really. I don't want to put stock on there. I love the way TouchWiz is at the moment.
Yeah, I actually really like TouchWiz on this. I think it's quite good. The only thing I don't like is that I can't change the bottom four buttons. Don't like it.
That is annoying.
And I don't want to. I mean, I've put...
That will haunt you to your grave, Luke.
Yeah, well, I don't like it.
You can change the bottom four buttons.
Can you?
Yeah, if you go into the applications and then press menu and edit, they pop out and you can change them.
Really?
Did I blow you? Did I just drop an knowledge bomb on there?
Menu applications.
Oh, they do too. Oh, you've blown my mind.
And look, you can add folders and pages.
Well,
I
saw all that, but I didn't actually pay attention to the fact that it gives you the bottom four buttons.
I know.
You're never reviewing phones again.
Seriously, Lucas, you didn't know that.
No. I'll probably tell you why. I haven't played around with the moving of the actual menu buttons, like the draw around, because for some reason I've got a page that's got five, I've got a page that's got none, I've got a full page, a page that's got two, I've got a page that's got like nine, a page that's full, a page that's full, a page that's full, a page that's full, and then a page, and then I'm back to start. And it's like, man, I've got to move all of these around, so I've just forgotten about it. I don't know why
Samsung can't just get them to all move up whenever there's a free space, because I've got the same as you. I've got missing spaces on some of my pages.
Why can't there be, when you're in it and you go edit?
You can fix that.
Why can't there be a range icons?
Yeah, you can do that.
How?
Yeah,
tell me.
You can. Go into applications, then menu, then edit.
Yeah.
Then.
Mm.
Where is? Oops, sorry. I think I gave you a bum stiff. Menu, then list view. List view.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but that's list view.
That's not the page view, though.
That's not the page view. That's just put them into list view. I don't like list view.
Well, it does.
I didn't buy a Windows Phone 7 handset.
What happens when you put it into list view and then go back to grid view? Does that resort them for you?
I doubt it, but let's have a look.
Give it a try.
Now, I shall move on.
Ooh, the application TouchWiz launcher has stopped unexpectedly.
Oh, no. It's
my first system. My first. Oh, yeah. Boy, it's at the dummy. Oh, yeah. First system, force close. Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, let's move on.
Okay. Sony Ericsson Xperia Mini Pro, which are the the bigger brother and sister. Is that right? Of the X10 Mini series.
I want to review the Mini Pro when it comes out, Buzz. So I can settle. So I've got.
Buzz is gone.
Buzz has disappeared. He's off the face of the planet.
Buzz has
I just heard that. He'll come back. He'll come back. But, yeah.
Okay.
I'm being told there's a problem with this call.
Ooh.
But it's all good. Scott can hear us as well, can't he?
I'm still here.
Yeah, everyone's here.
You got me, Lucas?
Yeah, I've got you, mate.
Yep. Sweet.
Yep. Anyway, Xperia Mini.
Yeah, Xperia Mini. I'm actually really, really hanging out to try a hardware keyboard phone. So I'm getting the Salsa, the HTC Salsa, and Buzz is getting the Cha-Cha, and I'm actually a bit spewing on the Cha-Cha because that's the one that's got the hardware keyboard. So I'm looking forward to having a play. But when I used the Mini Pro before, the older one, I thought it was awesome. And this is, you know, this is in the days of like the X10, you know, the original X10, and that was a real bucket of junk. But the actual Mini and the Mini Pro were done extremely well. The way that they'd done it with the four points in the corners.
Yeah, in the corners, yeah.
Was done brilliantly.
It needed it because it was such a small screen.
It was, but that's the thing. Okay, so Sony Ericsson can't do anything with a four-inch screen, yet they can do something like a 2.9-inch screen. Do you know what I mean? That to me blows my mind. So everyone's going, you know, Desire Z. Desire Z, yeah, I don't...
Hang on. Are we in Australia or America? Can we say Desire Z or...?
Desire Z? What is Desire Z? Is that what I was saying? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Desire Z. Z, yeah. And I'm getting shit for it, too.
It's a WA thing.
Yeah, it must be a, like Derby. How's that sound?
Derby.
Yeah, nah, it doesn't happen, mate. Ain't no Derby here. Nah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah, Derby, yeah. Good. See? Online's got it. Ain't no Derby. It's Derby. Spelled with an E, not an A. But it doesn't matter. Yeah, so anyway, I thought they were really, really nice handsets, so I'm looking forward to seeing what these are like. So apparently they munch benchmarks, they're pretty good at it too, so, yeah.
You reckon, like, Optus would get them?
I would say so.
The Moody is back online.
Yeah, I'm going to grab him, I'm going to add him in, there we go, he's coming now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think so, I think Optus will get him. I mean, Optus had him last time, so...
It fits in with the other experience they've already got, the Arc and the Play, so...
Yeah, it does. It does in a big way. So I think, and they did the range last time, so I think they should get it. All right, let's move along once again. So we can get some questions. That's pretty much it for the news. So we'll start off with some we'll go with some questions. So the first one we'll hit. Have we got Buzz back? Is he back or did he spit a dummy? Oh, he's calling me. Hang on, add to conference. There we go. Hey Buzz, hear us, mate?
I disappeared off the face of the earth.
Oh, we know. That's all right. We carried on without you, mate. It's all good. And so that's our podcast for tonight, everybody. Yeah. No, we're just in time for questions, mate. So we're ready to rock and roll. So who wants to take the first question?
I won't.
Okay. Sure. Well, I will. I'll take the first question.
I like question two from Bianca.
Jeff will take question two, and I'll take question one. So Bianca James, I don't know if she's in the chat. There is a Bianca in the chat. So send us a question. Send it through the contact list, but we did find out the contact list wasn't working for some reason. Buzz has fixed that. So the first one is there she is. Hi girl, I'm scared. Be nice. Where do you think the future of tablets go? More utility items, drowny books, and Kindle and Nooks and things of that caliber, or become viable portable computers and kill the laptop? It's a pretty good question. I don't think to a degree that they'll ever kill the laptop. Not
agreed.
Not for a long time yet. And the reason is there's something about having a fully fledged operating system with keyboard and mouse and more inputs and things like that. And not to get me wrong, you've got something like Asus Transformer, and Android 3.1 is throwing in, you know, USB host support and things like that. But I still don't think there is a substitute for raw power and versatility, and that's something that laptops and desktops have over mobile phones and tablets. But do I think they will drown ebooks and the Kindle and things like this? If they become cheap enough and they're decent enough as well. I mean, you've got something like the Optus MyTab, which is, you know, you can get for $99 if you can find them.
I got a Telstra T-Touch tab for my two-year-old son the other day. He loves it.
Yeah, and I think those kind of, they will definitely drown out ebooks and Kindles to a degree. But, you know, as the price of capacitive touchscreens with better process tablets, with better screens and better processors come in, I think they definitely will. I mean, at the moment, we can see what they can bring them down to in regards to price. You know, $99 or something like that's cheaper than a Kindle.
Mm.
It's cheaper than an ebook reader, and their colour, they can view movies, they've got internet access, they can do Flash, they can do all of that kind of thing. I mean, again, you know, 3D gaming and stuff, that's probably not all that great, and they're a resistive touchscreen. But I think as it comes out, I'll give it another 18 months to 2 years at the most, and you'll be able to buy something like the Galaxy Tab 10.1 for $99, $199 quite easily. And then I think we will be there. But to answer the question regards to the laptop, no, I don't think so. I don't think that's we've probably got another 10 years left of what of that kind of computing power before tablets have anything like that. So unless we get something like a hybrid, which is like what that Lenovo was, that Q1 or whatever it is, where you take the screen off and the screen is an Android tablet, and you plug the screen back in and it turns into a basically an external monitor that, you know, with Windows or whatever, that takes you, you know, shows up all your bookmarks and everything like that. So, that's...
And Dell had something like that as well, too.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called.
Is that the one that swiveled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swiveled, yeah.
Yep. So, thanks for your question. And
excellent.
Second part.
Yeah. Bianca's asking about thoughts on Google Plus. And she says, I feel like Google might integrate it to Android, like how Apple did Twitter to iOS.
No, thanks. Facebook already exists.
Yeah, well, Buzz doesn't like Google Plus. Okay, I do like Google Plus. I like how they've got their version of groups. They call it circles, and so you bring a bunch of people that you're already connected to into a circle, and you only communicate with those people for certain things. Like it can be private from the rest of your contacts or friends, whatever they call them. I'm just having a look here. You've got your stream, which is like your Facebook profile, your stream of friends, and you've got friends, family, acquaintances, and different people. The thing I like about it also is you've got like a version of Google Talk in there, so that you can video sort of conference with each other. So they've sort of competing with Skype there, which I think is pretty cool. So I think it's possible that Google Plus could bring in something like a Facebook and a Skype and bring it all into one, which I think would be pretty cool. Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool. And as to the Twitter question, I don't know a whole lot about how Twitter integrates with iOS, but as far as I understand it, Google Android has already a much deeper integration with third-party apps than iOS does. You can share things, pictures, text, documents, web pages already within Android to any Twitter client that you've got installed. You can share to Facebook. You can share to email. I think, to be honest, Apple is really just catching up when it comes to third-party devices being integrated like Android. Yeah. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, yeah. So...
Yeah. But
I reckon Google are really going to try and integrate this into Android.
Pretty much everything.
Yeah, and I think that's
great. So they're talking about it improving their search and all that jazz, so
yep.
Why not stick it into a device that's activating 500,000 every day or something, wasn't it? So.
Yeah. Actually, fellas, I've installed the Google... I just did it. I installed the Google Plus app, and if you go into your gallery or somewhere like that, and go to share a picture, with all the other stuff that comes up, Google Plus comes up.
Okay. Did you get an invite? Are you in Google Plus?
No, I've. Oh, by the way, everybody, if you go on Twitter to Google Apps AU,
yeah,
so that's at GOOGLEAPPSAU, and have a look for the tweet where they offer. If you retweet this, they might send you an invite. Just retweet that, and you might get an invite. Anyway,
and you might not.
Yeah, well, that's right. But I want one, so I've tried.
I do too.
So,
I will get one.
I'm on the tablet at the moment, but the phone does the same. And I've just selected a picture, and it's shared to Picasa, Bluetooth, Facebook, Docs, Plume, which is a Twitter app, Google+, Gmail, email, and TubeMate, which is a YouTube app. So there you go. Mm. It's already integrated.
Yeah, good point.
Very sweet.
Next question.
Hopefully I answered some of Bianca's.
Scott can handle the next one.
What are you doing, Buzz?
Why is there no way to back up
our widget settings?
You were talking about this. No, not this, but like replacement widgets the other day. So I'm sure this is your thing.
Ah, look, I don't know why there's no way to back it up. I think it's the code's too deep into the each particular widget.
Yeah.
A lot of the more complicated widgets have backups in them now. You know, you look at beautiful widgets, minimalistic text, pure calendars. They all have backups within them.
They should be synced up to your Google account. Why is not more stuff synced to your Google account? That would be fantastic.
That would be good.
I asked this question of Chris the other day. And he believed that apparently, and I haven't verified this, Titanium Backup allows you to do it if you have the paid version.
I've got the paid version, and...
No, it doesn't?
No.
Well, maybe that was something else we were talking about.
It saves the positions of where they are,
yeah.
But doesn't actually save...
The settings of them.
Settings or anything.
Okay.
Like it can save the settings of them, but it doesn't save... Like, you've still got to go and reinstall them.
Oh, okay.
If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. So what it doesn't give you a mirror...
It gives you basically a black text box that says, I don't know, there was something here or something or other, cannot display it.
Yeah.
And so you've just got to delete that, reinstall it, and then it should come up with the same settings.
Okay, we've got a couple of people in chat, Primal Online, saying that my Backup Pro does it.
I use that and it does do it, I'm pretty sure.
It does? Yeah. Oh, thanks for jumping in there, Jeff.
Well, I just remembered when I got reminded from the chat as well.
So there you go, Wired Nicks. My Backup Pro does do it. And it wasn't us, it was the chat and then Jeff. So, cool.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Yeah.
See how good our chat people
are. Our chat are just the bomb diggity.
Our chat rocks.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
I wish
your
chat was hot like ours.
Yeah.
Like
I'm not going to sing it.
I'm not even a rapper.
No.
Cool.
Oh, that's obvious.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's thanks for your question there. That came from Twitter, by the way.
Do you want me to take Daniel?
You can match it.
Right. Oh, here we go.
This is the hard one.
from Frog Hollow on Twitter. I've never heard of this man before. This is a first. I should meet him one day. Question one. How hard is it to get an interview with PR from Google Down Under? Thank you for your question, Daniel. I'm really glad you sent it in. Wouldn't have a clue. Once I have approached them to ask for some information on Android, how many I think activations there were
the golden
in Australia,
question.
And apparently I was asking the wrong people because they're like, no, don't ask us, ask someone else. Google Down Under don't know much about Android, I think.
Oh.
Do you think that would be more Google search operations Down Under?
I'm not 100% sure what they did. Didn't they make, wasn't Wave created down here? And look, that went really well. Who knows? We'll set up an interview with them if you send us any questions.
Yeah, it's not a bad
if we
idea.
Have enough questions, we will fly to Sydney and knock on Google's offices. Hmm. As they were ranked the number one place to work in Australia, apparently.
Yes. Yeah.
Apparently they missed Ozdroid in that survey, as I believe that would have been at least number zero on the list. Yes. As we are better than one.
We are. We're not even a number that's good.
Yes,
we are.
Dock your pay.
No, I wouldn't work anywhere else. If I got a weekly wage, I'd probably quit my job.
Ooh, yeah, I reckon. And question two,
yeah,
which goes to all
two.
Of us.
All of us, yeah.
Favorite applications, one requiring root and one stock.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I am not sure, so I'll handball off to someone else as I work out what my answer is.
I'll go my favorite stock, one that doesn't require root, would be QuickDesk. Just because I'm using it so much at the moment.
What does QuickDesk do?
Basically, you just double tap your home button, no matter what screen you're in, it just quickly brings up like it's like an overlay, mm-hmm. and on that you can put widgets, you can put shortcuts, you can put whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And so just say you're in browser and you want to turn rotation off, you just quickly double tap home, then you just double tap your rotation widget or whatever you want, and it goes straight back to your browser. So it's basically, it's just like a quick home, hence name QuickDesk. It's made by the guy who invented Helix Launcher.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also struggling along with Levity at the moment, which a few of you guys have got.
Yeah, I actually, to be perfect, I still haven't had a chance to have a look at that yet.
It's not working at the moment.
Oh, really?
The server's down, yeah.
Which I'm actually devastated yet, because I'm actually quite keen to have a look at it. So. But we will get there. We'll get there. And what's the route, your favourite route application?
Can you come back to me on that one? Go, Jeff, for the next one.
No problem. My favourite app, by a long shot at the moment, it sort of floats in and out of the Google Android market. But you can always get it on AppBrain or one of those other secondary sort of markets. It's called TubeMate.
Love that.
It's a program that downloads YouTube videos, and it's fairly often updated to get around the problems that you have sometimes downloading YouTube videos. The reason why I like it is because sometimes...
I like breaking the law.
good on you. No. The reason why I really like it, I'm not reselling them or republishing them or anything. The reason why I really like it is because, and everyone can feel this, sometimes when you're browsing, your network connection is so bad when you're out and about, your 3G connection is so bad that watching a YouTube video is reduced to stop-start experience. So,
you're obviously not on Telstra.
Actually, my Telstra MiFi, here, you ready for this?
You've had nothing but problems with that.
My Telstra MiFi stays disconnected more often than it's connected. And it's a elite MiFi up to 21 megabits per second, but the thing just doesn't want to stay connected. Anyway,
the fastest it went was when you threw it out the window.
Exactly. I lost my train of thought now. Anyway, so yeah, if you like watching YouTube videos like me, you just get frustrated. So you load up TubeMate, you pick a couple of videos, you start them downloading, and you do something else while they're downloading. And then when they finish, they pop up and let you know, and you can watch them. Without stuttering and without stops and starts.
I use occasionally too, Jeff. If I see something on YouTube, I want to show the missus or something later, and just easily that way.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab that app. I think.
Yeah, AppBrain, Lucas.
Yep. I think there's a there's normally videos that I want to watch that are normally quite large. So like you say, that I'd rather just download them. For download at night or something, can wake up and have it there and. Rather than having to bookmark it or go back in and search for it again and things like that. So I think that's a good idea.
And what would your favourite root app be, Jeff?
It's my backup pro. Because if you've got root, my backup pro can grab just about everything you can think of out of your operating system. And then when you flash a new ROM or update or whatever, you can bring it all back.
Perfect.
Almost everyone in the chat room knows this app and has been talking about it. My number one favourite app, and I was speaking to Primal about this today, is Pocket Casts, by far. It's probably the app I use most. It gets used every day. Drive to work, drive home from work, the whole lot. So,
does it drive you to work?
It doesn't drive me to work, I wish it does, but it saves me from driving myself to drink. How's that sound? It's an awesome app. It really is. I mean, I went through it on the podcast a number of probably months, 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago, or something like that. Excuse me. As well as we did an app review for it as well. But it is an awesome app. It really is. Aussie developers, they got Amazon app of the day. I think a couple of days ago, or 3 or 4 days ago, and they got smashed. In quite a massive way. So, but it is an awesome app. If you love podcasts, jump on there. By the way, we're on there as well, so you can just search Ozdroid. You can find us. It updates automatically. Skip forward 30 seconds, scrubbing and things. It is just an awesome app. So, go and they've got a widget now as well, which is something that when I reviewed the app, I sort of said I want a widget, and they said it was coming and showed me what it was going to look like, and that. So they're good. They're good guys. They're Australian guys. So I support them as well. And my number one app, my favorite app that requires root, is probably an app that I don't use a great deal. I mean, I use a Titanium backup that's free for root access, but it's actually probably an application I use it when I do app reviews. It's called Shoot Me. And it allows me to actually take screenshots of the screen. Of course, I can set it to take the screenshot on through movement, so I can shake the phone and take it, or noise, so I can whistle or something like that, and it'll take it. And it's quite nice. I can do it. I can a timer as well. So I found it pretty good. You know, I can basically just go through and open up screen and whistle and take a screenshot. Switch screens, whistle, take a screenshot. Switch screens, whistle, take a screenshot. You know, and it's actually
we can
really
hear the screenshots.
Well, can you hear that? That is me demonstrating on the Optimus Black that you don't even need that.
That's
it just
correct.
Does it.
Yeah. Same. Well, on 2X was the same. 2X was the same. But
is that timer buzz or is that?
No, you just press home and power.
Yeah, home and power.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I like that. The whole timer thing used to annoy the crap out of me. If you're trying to take, you know, for themes I was making or something, trying to take a screen capture.
Yep.
You know, with a timer, it was just, you know, trying to get to the right screen in time's a pain in the neck.
Yep.
But the shake to take the screenshot is a great idea.
Yeah, shake. Either a loud whistle or loud noise. So, you know, I just whistle and it does it. You know, I don't wolf whistle or anything like that. Like, it can be a relatively, because it's high pitched, it seems to cut through noise. And it picks up and takes a photo. So it's pretty good. And it saves it all in one folder. So you can just grab that folder and throw it on your desktop, do whatever you want with it. So
do you get some funny looks from people when you're whistling at your phone? Or?
No, not really, because you don't have to do it very loud. The thing with the whistle is that it does, you know, take... You know, it cuts through other sounds. So that's what I found anyway.
Very good. Yeah. Metamorph's my favourite root app.
Metamorph. I've never had a play with that.
Because I like to sing the hell out of everything that I do. So it's great. It applies the theme, no worries. You know, don't have to worry about updating the whole system or each time someone updates a custom ROM, I just apply the Metamorph each time and it's good to go.
I'll have a look at that.
My favourite normal app, stock app, would have to be Pulse News, which is an RSS news reader. Aggregator,
yeah.
That brings together all your news from whichever site you would like. And it's multiple pages, and it sets out the news in its own format. It looks really nice and really easy to read. Updates in the background let you know which sites have updated news. If you like to keep up to date from multiple sites, highly recommend it. And it's free, and it's fantastic, and it works really well on Honeycomb tablets as well. I believe it came on the 10.1 V by default.
Yeah, you can't get rid of it unless you root it.
Good, never want to get rid of it.
Hey,
and my favourite root app is Super User. I'm not sure. It was a joke.
Well, should be everyone's favourite app, to be honest.
You think so? Would that not be the default answer? I love using Super User.
Yes.
I like Set CPU because I like to overclock my phone to warm me up when I'm cold and underclock it when I need battery life for 2 days. I can underclock the Galaxy S2 all the way down to 200 megahertz, where it's still usable. And the battery lasts for months, I would imagine. And it's got all different modes, different profiles. You can change the clock speed when it's plugged in, when it the screen's off, when you're charging, when the temperature gets above a certain point. So when you can no longer hold your phone, you can get it to cool down for you, which is nice. There's also CPU bench tests. And the stress test, which will take your CPU and heat it up to a point where you no longer hold the phone, it starts to melt. And that's why I love Root Access, just in general. Melting
now, Set CPU is free for XDA members, isn't it? Is it still free for XDA members?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the XDA thread for years.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's still active.
Yeah. I bought it.
Either way, it's available on the market for like $3, I think.
$1.91.
Yep.
Really?
I
got ripped off. Yeah, I want my money back. I will be emailing him tonight.
Yes.
You lowered the price. I want the difference back.
It's the price of a less than the price of a Big Mac, so
yeah.
Less than a price. Don't remind me of a Big Mac.
let's move on. Phil Tan from the chat.
From Phil Tan.
From Primal 81 in the chat.
In the chat. Primal 81. I think Lucas needs to give a shout out.
I do. Anyone who knows that we've been spricking the auction for Cancer Council at Gamers United. The man behind that is Primal 81. So there's one day left. You know, a lot of money has been raised. So get to the website, tinyurl.com/GU auction. You've got one day left. Throw your bids in. We've got a hoodie up there. There's stuff from Steam. There's keyboards and mice. There's the whole lot. $850 in bids. I mean, it's awesome. So jump in there.
Nobody bid on the mice. I need a new one.
Yeah, don't tell them about the hoodie because he wants it. So make him pay more for it, everyone. Make him pay more for it.
What was that URL again?
It is tinyurl.com Samsung.com.
Yep.
/GU auction.
I spelt it wrong. Well done.
We'll just throw it in the chat. There.
Continue.
I'm just gonna throw it in the chat for everyone. I don't even know how to spell auction.
How there we go. I know I spelled action, but yep. I'm cool. In a different cool. planet.
So
but Phil's question is, what yes. kind of launch do you prefer and why? Third party or stock? Well, I personally do not care. Just not the LG one. I'll just leave it at that. The LG one, it lags a little bit.
Can I ask a question about
the Sensui launcher because it makes me feel like I'm flying through clouds and I'm afraid of flying.
Yeah.
I like TouchWiz because it reminds me of the iPhone and I really want an iPhone, but I can't own one because I run Osdroid. And the stock just looks incredible, does it not?
Yep. Hey, Buzz, with TouchWiz, can you change the grid on your home screen from, say, 5x5 to 6x5 or whatever you want?
Glad you asked that question because the answer is no.
You cannot touch it. Can you resize widgets?
No.
I thought you could.
No, you
that's
can't.
Why I don't like stock.
Yeah, no. You can't.
I thought you could resize it. Maybe Booth reckons you can resize it.
I'd love him to show me.
No, I cannot resize any widgets.
No,
you've got to install some.
Oh, that makes sense. That's not stock, is it?
Yeah. Not.
Sorry, not stock. Yeah, no, stock you can.
Launcher Pro Plus, you can resize widgets. And ADWX, you can...
Yeah, no, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Because I don't like ADWX.
Yeah.
And I don't like Launcher Pro because they have too many animations when you scroll through the home screens.
Yeah, but you can change that so there's no animation at all.
You can make it standard.
Yeah, I like the box, the cube.
If I wanted standard, I'd install standard.
Well, it comes as far as I'm aware, it comes standard. You've got to go in and change them. I'm a Launcher Pro Plus kind of guy. I paid for the thing, so.
There's too many options with Launcher Pro. I just get confused.
I hate options.
No, I love Launcher Pro.
I hate openness.
I know.
Okay.
Well, you're probably...
That's why you've started up Oz iPhone, isn't it, hey? So, yeah, Launcher
Pro. I'll see you in September with my iDevice, gentlemen.
Yes.
Yeah. Launcher Pro for me.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
I haven't voted. I like stock.
You like stock.
Stock.
Well, okay, so then what's your favourite stock?
My favourite stock?
Yeah. TouchWiz, Sense, LG's rubbish.
Or Android stock.
Or Android stock.
It's funny because the LG one and the Samsung look very much alike.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe Samsung should do LG.
It's about time copied Samsung.
Apple's
isn't
Samsung,
it?
Yeah. Samsung who's LG. LG who's, who knows?
Yep.
No one.
I think I like, I obviously like the Samsung. Yep. Why? Because that's what I've bought the last two times. But I really do prefer the stock Android. That's my favourite. Yeah, like a Nexus or something. Yep. Beautiful.
Cool. All right, well, let's move on. Thanks for your question, Phil, and good luck with the auction on the last day. Can I do this question, Buzz?
I'll
ask it. I'm with Optus at the moment. This is from Numlox, who's in the chat as well.
This is going to start a storm.
Yeah, I'm with Optus at the moment.
I'm ready and willing.
I'm ready. I'm prepped.
About to pounce.
I'm with Optus at the moment, HTC Desire, running Leadroid 3.0.7 and getting really slow internet speeds. Same with any phone I use, a new SIM card. Considering changing carrier due to slow mobile net speeds in Perth, who would you recommend, or should I wait it out until Optus gets its finger out?
Telstra. 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 Telstra.
No.
Virgin. No.
No. Go and get two friends. Get a friend with a phone on Telstra and go and find another friend with a phone on Vodafone and take them to the place where you get all your dropouts and see who's got the best. That's what you
just get some prepaid SIMs.
Yeah.
Just get some prepaid SIMs and check them all out.
It's the easiest way. I'll just put a SIM you can buy. Yeah. Let me. I'm in Perth and have a bit of knowledge about mobile networks.
It's a delay.
And. Oi, relax.
three years, wasn't it?
No, not at all. Look, just because we're a lovely state and we have beautiful beaches and, you know, beautiful women, that's not our fault.
Come on, Perth had WiMAX before we did.
It's true, we got Vivid.
Yes.
It's WiMAX.
WiMAX is, Yeah.
Awesome. That's good. It depends on whether you want to go to...
WA equals way to whale.
Yeah, have you never heard of that? Jeff's lost it. Jeff's out.
Jeff is out. Gone.
Yeah. It depends on how long you're willing to wait for Optus' network to... to get its finger out, as you say. And it also depends on what you want to spend a month on, whether or not you want to get more value for money, not more bang for your buck, or whether or not you want to go to Telstra. I mean, their Freedom 79 with 800 is pretty good.
You can get a sensation with that.
Well, you can get a sensation, oh, yeah. and you get next year, you get better speeds, you get better bandwidth on the network, better coverage. So it does depend on sort of what you're after at the end of the day. Optus have got some really good things in the pipeline. So to give you an idea, I'm with Vodafone. My contract runs out in November, and I'll be moving to Optus at the end of November. So I'm what, 4 months out, and I've already know what network I'm going to. And
they've only got a 7.2 megabit network.
Yeah,
I don't
care. I don't download rubbish on my phone that I need more than 7.2. I browse like Google and stuff like that. I don't need a massively fast connection. I go home when I want to do downloads.
You're just out and about and just like, hang on, I should download something.
Yeah, hang on a minute. I've got a movie I want to watch. Hang on, let's just stream 30. That. Yeah, boom, away we go. That just doesn't happen. So, again, people, depending on what, you know, on what people want to do and what their needs are. But, you know, Optus are going to have TV on their handsets that's going to be unmetered.
Before you get to that, someone in the Ustream just asked what's in the pipeline for Optus.
Well, here we go. So what's in the pipeline? They're actually, if anyone knows, they did deal with Fetch TV, which is something that iiNet and WestNet do. I don't know if you get WestNet over there, but iiNet you will.
WestNet in the East.
Yep. It does as well, Fetch TV.
Who do?
Internode,
yep. Well, yes. Optus have just done a deal with Fetch TV to bring a free-to-air TV to your handset, and they will allow you to record or schedule 45 minutes for free. So if there's a show, you know, you want to watch that's on at, you know, at 1 o'clock at night, or is even, you know, on at whatever time you can't watch it, rather than, and you want to watch it on your mobile, you can actually schedule 45 minutes worth of recording time free and watch it whenever you like. Or you can actually pay to have an hour, 2 hours, or have you know, per month. It's unmetered. It doesn't come off your downloads. And as far as I'm aware, they do stream it though. So it's not a case of it downloads to your device. But
that's
also
so much better than mobile Foxtel.
Oh, yes. Oh. Mobile Foxtel is rubbish.
Did you say they stream it?
They stream it, yeah.
Oh, you might as well go and stand under an Optus tower.
Yeah, it depends on what sort of technology they employ. So if they employ a technology
it'll be streamed in 240p, and you'll be able to make out the individual pixels.
But you have a look at I don't know if anyone's ever looked at or viewed a Silverlight video, a video that's done by Silverlight. Silverlight actually has a technology built into it that allows them to alter the resolution depending on connection speed as it happens.
Can't that be done with Flash as well?
Because YouTube do really well with that, don't they?
With what?
YouTube's more user defined.
Yeah, but
iView? iView does that, isn't that?
iView. Well, is iView Flash?
Yeah. Sure it is.
Yeah. Well, the best example I've seen is Silverlight. So it depends on what they employ in the back end to be able to do that. So that to me. And again, it's going to depend on what people are after. But that, to me, is pretty good. I would use that feature. Plus, they've got Smart Safe and things like that, and they've got other things they're looking at. Well, hey, I'm with Vodafone now, so, you know, hey, I'm going to get better coverage.
I'm glad you brought up Smart Safe, actually.
Yeah?
Because my mum watched that ad on TV, the Optus ad. Something like you take a video, and then suddenly fish are swimming off with your video or something.
Yeah, because that happens.
I don't know if that ad is around and people have seen that.
Yeah, I have.
It's very confusing if you have no idea what it is.
Yeah. Your mum was probably like,
fish
what?
Are swimming with your data, and then it's given to like a pelican, and then somehow you watch it on a TV or a laptop.
Yeah.
Fish are directly connected to the internet.
It is crap. Yeah, it is crap. But that's, I would. If I was you and you look, if you're happy to spend more money, go with Telstra. If you
like mobile Foxtel that play the same shows on a loop, just earn your money and go to Telstra.
Excellent.
Let's move on because we are seriously starting to run out of time.
No one's tipping Vodafone, no?
No.
Last chance?
No. I would tip them maybe if they can prove the LTE network.
Yeah,
agreed.
Okay. Agreed.
The next question comes from Fez Spencer. Is that the next one? Yes. Yep. Do carriers really have to pay for Android updates? Negatory.
No. Not in Australia.
There was that one case of Samsung where it leaked out that they had to pay, that carriers had to pay for certain updates, but that was quickly wiped off the table. Part of this question was updates are taking a long time to come to certain devices from the same manufacturer. I think it was like the Wildfire and the Desire. You're like, oh, the carriers have to pay. No, I don't believe so.
No.
It's just how they...
It's more them sitting down with cups of tea discussing whether or not it'll be harmful to their network. red tape and politics.
It sets UI. Mm.
Yep.
For the desire, anyway.
I'm not sure how can it be harmful to their network? They talked to me and I'm thinking, hey, I'm already running Gingerbread on it and I have been since, December or whatever, so...
Yeah.
Oh, did they kick you off network?
Have a look at...
Yeah, exactly.
Slap on the wrist.
Yeah, we'll have a look at Nexus handsets, carriers don't get a say. Have a look at the iPhone, carriers don't get a say. It's only because they've turned around and said, you don't get a say with this, so it's up to you whether you want to take it. And with the Nexus, it was kind of like, well, it hasn't done a massive thing. Vodafone took it just because they needed to take as many handsets as they possibly can. And with the iPhone, it hurts networks not to have it.
Yeah.
So, Fez, the answer to your question is no.
No, that's correct.
The next question comes from Ibiula.
Ibiula? We'll say that.
The first question is, I'll read the questions. You guys can just fire
smash
answers.
On.
Do we think the Desire Z is a good phone, and can it stand up to dual-core phones out today?
No.
Which part of the question, though, do you think it's a good phone?
Can it stand up to dual-core phones out today?
No, it cannot stand up to dual-core phones, but I don't know whether it's a good phone or not.
Yeah. I think it's a good phone. My wife had a G2. Mind you, it wasn't running stock. It was overclocked running Cyanage Mod, but it was quite good. The keyboard, not as good as the old D1 or Dream keyboard, but wasn't too bad. Is it as good as the Sensation or the Galaxy S2? No, definitely not. But unless you're really pushing your phone a hell of a lot, it's the average person, it wouldn't make that much of a difference.
Yeah.
How was the hinge, Scotty? How did you find hinge?
Beautiful.
Yeah,
no drama.
Nice.
It was snapped into place nicely.
There you go.
Yeah. And the second part to the question is, do we think the Desire Z will get Android 2.3.x? Maybe.
No, it should. If Desire's getting it, surely Desire Z will get it.
Yeah, it is being looked at. Hey, Desire Z, Desire HD, and what was the other one?
The original Desire was.
Desire but weren't they being looked at? Didn't we do a post where they were looked at? Vodafone was looking at Gingerbread.
Maybe. Yeah. I do know that in the UK, Clove, some people might know Clove, the retailer, said the Desire Z were discontinued by HTC. Yeah. Vodafone kind of jumped around that a little bit and said, oh no, we're still going to sell it, support it. So from that answer, I'm thinking, yes, there will be an update to the Desire Z. 2.3 point something. 0.3.
Yep. Or you can just root it and have Gingerbread now.
Yeah.
Or you could.
Which I think
why
moves
have
on
you
to
done
our,
that?
Yeah. Why? Moves on to our other question as well from Johnny, which is how do I update to Android 2.2 on my unlocked HTC Wi-Fi that's currently used on TPG?
That's a very...
a great question.
Yeah.
It depends where the HTC Wi-Fi was bought from. Mm. If you've got from a carrier who sells it here, Telstra. If you got from Telstra, you'll obviously get the update when Telstra sends out, which has already been done, I think.
Yeah, but then are they going to send it out using a TPG SIM card in it?
It doesn't matter what
SIM
card's in it.
No?
You can use it overseas and you get the update whenever it's sent out to that particular device.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But I don't know where Johnny has got the Wi-Fi from. If it's from like MobiCity and from overseas, you'll obviously get the update whenever it's sent out to the location where your wildfire came from.
Or XDA.
Or XDA.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can
have a friend with
the answer to all these questions, I think, is just root and go to XDA.
Yeah, that's right.
I concur.
Yeah. I have a friend with a wildfire, and he is the most frustrated person on planet at the moment.
I would be as well.
Yeah, like, you can imagine a phone. And HTC do this all the time with hardly any memory, internal memory, and you can't update it to Froyo so you can save your apps to the SD card. You're just snookered. You've got to delete some to add some.
Even I went to the launch of the HTC Wildfire, and I asked them, will this be updated to 2.2? Because it happened to be out at the time that it launched. Yeah. And they're like, oh, we're not too sure. We don't know if it's going to fit on. We don't know what the code of Android looks like. So even when they launched it, they weren't even sure if it was going to get... be able to get updated, which I don't think is the greatest way to look at launching a phone. Hopefully they've learned from that. Obviously they didn't with Desire.
Just say to anyone from HTC, if you're listening, can you please add more internal memory to your phones? Thank you.
Have you heard of RAM? Sorry. Download more. Download more RAM onto your phones.
Why don't they do that?
I just have to ask them.
First world problems. The last question is from Gadgets for Geeks, who is a regular commenter on the site. Do you think Android will ever... Oh, this is a great question. Do you ever think Android will become a uniform OS? As in, will Android ever get to a stage where a normal consumer can pick up an Android phone and instinctively know how to use it, like iOS? No. I say no because there are going to be so many different variations of Android. And it is fragmented, and I don't think that's ever going to change because of the skins that are put on top of it by HTC, by Samsung. There's always...
Did we just lose him?
Didn't he just start paying more for his internet too?
Oh, he's back. Nah.
Buzz has left the building.
He's gone. Yeah, he is. He's gone. Buzz, you're gone.
I agree, but Android 2 customizable to become uniform. Every manufacturer is going to put their own skin over it just to try and separate themselves from the other guys. So it's never going to all be the same.
I died again.
You did die.
How do they get you to buy their... That's how the manufacturers get you to buy their phone again and again and again, because you get used to their skin.
Yeah. I believe that Google's biggest strength is also its biggest weakness, and that is the fact that it's an open source operating system that people can build on. And when you give something to somebody that they can go, here, do what you like with it, 9 times out of 10, they're going to do what they want and what they think is best with it, and that's going to give you a different experience from what person B wanted or what person C wanted or D or, EF. So, I believe that Android will become a uniform OS, but not a uniform OS in regards to a handset where somebody would compete up and know how to use it. So, which will lead to our round table that we will
I lead the round table, so if I drop out, you guys can keep talking?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Our round table is where we see things going with Android, which leads off nicely from the question.
It does.
We've got at least half an hour to get through this. We're doing well.
Yeah.
The future of Android. The first question to the boys on the podcast. Mm. Where do you think Ozdroid? Where do you think we will be? Where do you think Android will be in 5 years?
Oh gosh.
Are you going to shoot first? Do you want to shoot first, Buzz, or do you want me to go first?
You can go first.
All right, I'll go first. So leading on from the other question in regards to how I thought Android will become a uniform OS. I think it'll be a case of, like what we're seeing now, you're seeing it built into TV boxes, you're getting laptops, phones, you've got this Android Home stuff with speakers and what have you. So I think it'll become not so much a uniform OS as such, but more such an adaptable OS, and that's how it is by nature, because it is open source. So, someone like, okay, let's throw LG and Samsung out there. LG and Samsung make things like air conditioners, fridges, washing machines. And LG have done this before with internet-enabled washing machines and microwaves and fridges and what have you. But what would stop them from throwing, say, a fridge that's controlled by Android in very much the same way that Samsung do their smart TVs, not controlled by Android, but their smart TVs, and you can get the smart TV app on Android and you can control your TV and stuff like that. But the same sort of thing where the fridge itself is connected, it's a connected device and it uses Android. So you can get an app that'll go in and vice versa. You can essentially, from the fridge, you can go in and send me this particular thing to say I'm out of this and out of that and out of that, and it goes directly to your phone and the pair and what have you. So I think the possibilities that we could do with an operating system like Android and the manufacturers could do with an operating system like Android are pretty much endless. So I don't think it's going to be a mobile orientated thing. I think Android's going to become more than what we see it today. I think it's going to essentially, we may have 5 or 6 different Android devices in our home within the next 5 to 8 years. And not necessarily, mobile devices, so not tablets, not computers, not phones, more household appliances. So
it makes it cheaper because Android almost everything.
It's cheaper. They don't have to develop their own software. It's already there. All they've got to do is customize it to talk with the hardware. So that's my take.
Yeah, I was totally going to say the same thing, so...
Well, a lot of the trade shows already, talk about that, seeing Android and things like that, so... I think that the first step is the TVs coming out, if they ever take off, and,
With that out of the way, the second question. Would you like to see in Android? What do you think is missing at the moment in Honeycomb? Everything. But just in general, what would you like to see in Android? From the silence, absolutely nothing, because
I have a perfect idea, and I hope Google are listening.
Okay, go.
Right, HTC can release their, say, Sensation with Sense UI on it. That's fine, everyone can use it. Then if you want, you can also download another operating system to install on it. Say you want stock Android, you put that on it, and you can have, like, a kitchen you know, you have the online kitchens now. Madako have got one where you go in and you say, yes, I want flash, and yes, I want MIUI camera, and yes, I want this and that. And so you can customize what parts, what apps you want to put in your operating system, what user interface and all that, and bang, there's your ROM. Installs officially to your device, you're good to go.
Oh, I love you.
And that anyone can do it.
Yep. That is... Yeah. I don't even think it needs to go that far to a degree, but I think that would be awesome. But just a...
Have you tried the ROM kitchen for Galaxy S1? Have you seen that?
No, I've tried a ROM kitchen for the Desire HD, though. I don't know what kitchen it was, but... Right.
Check out romkitchen.org. It's really good.
I think they're doing... Galaxy S2's coming, I believe.
Yes, I think I saw that.
Yeah. So I can't wait. But even if you booted up your phone the first time and it said, hi, you know, I'm a Samsung or an LG, and we've done really great work to give you all these kind of features with our custom TouchWiz or Sense, you know, things like this. But if you wish to experience the stock Android experience, please press this button and you can forego all of our rubbish.
That's a good idea. Signed mod does something like that. Yeah, when simple. You install it, it comes up with what apps you want to download from the market.
Yeah, just easy, done, fixed. But see, one thing that the other thing that I would like is, you know, when you first set up a handset and you put in and it says, do you wish Google to back up this data to your Google account, like back up your apps and things like that? And then when you log in again, it'll actually download all of your apps that you've got on your handset automatically for you.
Didn't work the other.
No, well, I've actually turned it off, and the reason being is because when I had the Desire, the amount of times that I would flash it, it would load all of this crap back on there that I didn't want. You know, I downloaded games that I played once, got to get rid of, and things like that. And then when I flashed it, I was like, oh, wicked, I can start again. You know, that's awesome. And then 10 minutes, I put my phone down. 10 minutes, I come back, and I've got all the rubbish back on there because that's happened. So going back to that point, I would like for what Sygen might do, it comes up and goes, these are all the apps that are backed up on your Google account. What would you like to have? And tick the boxes, bang, 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 install, and it'll do it all for you.
Well, I'm sure when Andy downloads this podcast, he'll be able to listen. That's Andy Rubin, by the way. Yep. He'll stick it in Android next version, maybe for us. What do you reckon?
Yep, I agree. And
he's a good friend of ours. And
he is a massive friend of ours. And if he would like to do an interview with us, we'd be more than happy. Just name a time, we're there.
And we're not allowed to give away which one he is in the chat.
No, no, we are not. No.
Sorry, we can't tell you.
It's actually I don't know what I would like to see in Android.
My money's on Tech Air 3.
we can't comment on that.
We won't comment. No, we won't comment.
Been working our butts off.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd like to see. Just more polish. Just make it work better across all the devices. If 4.0 or whatever it's been called, ice cream sandwich, does not work across all devices, I'm moving to the Palm Pre 3. That's what I'm doing.
Oz Palm.
No, well, Oz Palm. It'd be Oz HP, wouldn't it? Palm,
I think. And if I thought it's PalmAU.net.
Yeah.
Here's my new website. I'm actually leaving Ozdroid to create FacePalmAU.
FacePalmAU, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I really enjoyed working here. I'm glad I've created something great, but it's not doing it anymore.
I wonder whether or not that domain's available, facepalm.com.au.
Don't tell people, I'm going to buy it now.
Right, go buy it. Go you buy facepalm.tv, that's what you want to go. Or facepalm.me, facepalmy.
Oh, like that wasn't already taken.
Yeah, it would have to be, wouldn't it? Well, hey, look, it's me wasn't taken.
Neither was lucas.io, but that's beyond the point. I'm going to read out the next question.
Yeah.
Which we've already answered, but you can skim over it again if you'd like. Do you think Android will become the mobile OS of choice, not just for mobile phones and tablets, but I just got a message, but for anything requiring a level of input and output, like you said, sticking fridges?
I just think it's sticking in everything.
GPSs.
I mean, what would stop companies from building it into audio systems?
Please.
Car audio, which
isn't there a car stereo come out with Android?
Well, I know Saab or Audi did one.
Yeah.
Based on
I just found an Android fridge. I just found a fridge, a Samsung fridge that's got Android.
Boom! Really?
If Samsung are listening, I would like 7 of them.
Yeah. Samsung and Vanessa Williams launched the first LCD refrigerator with apps.
Oh, yeah, because
Vanessa
I can see
Williams,
how well
known fridge person.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know for sure it's Android, but it looks like it's got a home button. Back button.
Wasn't Vanessa Williams the chick from Eraser? Yeah, she was.
Yes, exactly.
With Arnie.
Yeah. Yeah, fill up my fridge before I erase you.
Oh, my goodness.
To the Arnie accent.
Are we getting her or the fridge?
Make sure Arnold doesn't come over and raid your fridge. Make sure it's full with the Samsung fridge with apps. I don't know what...
Samsung USA Tube on YouTube. You'll see it there.
What was it? Samsung...
USA Tube.
USA Tube.
Yeah, that's the account that's posted.
Oh, okay, wow. And they've got a...
It's not bad. With a bug? Let's see what apps they got. AP News, Pandora, Twitter. Wow. Oh.
Go out and buy the Samsung fridge. It's not available in Australia yet.
I want to know what version of Android it runs and whether or not it'll get updates in a timely fashion.
The new update will keep your food refrigerated better. Cool.
I reckon crisper. That'll be the 45th device that runs CyanogenMod, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Look, I think having appliances running a software that's connected to the internet like that is an exciting thing.
And then you had an Optus and download your Fetch TV and watch TV on your fridge.
Bingo. You see where we're going now? But back in the day when LG announced their internet fridge and their internet washing machine and things like that, one of the key points that I really liked on it was, and one of the things you could do with it was, say for instance, engineers at LG, you know, found out a way to minimize the amount of water you used and detergent you used and the amount of time it took and gave you a better wash, all based on the amount of time it spins, the rate it does, intervals it does, things like that, the when it puts water in, when it doesn't. And they're sending that to your washing machine as a free update. Do you know what I mean?
Sounds complicated.
Yeah.
I was writing that way.
It probably sounds complicated in regards to how would you work that out. But if LG came out and went, right, we can actually cut your power bill in the amount of power that your washing machine uses in half. We can also cut down the amount of water in half. And we can also cut down the amount of detergent you need in half. And it will actually give you a better wash based on this, you know, algorithm we've found out. And
it's not a selling point of the NBN, where they're like, oh, all your electronics can be hooked up to the NBN.
Because what electronics at the moment do people have in Australia that can be hooked up to the NBN?
So not only is the NBN going to be hooked up to your appliances, because appliances are going to run Android.
Yeah, it's like an LG fridge, now with Ethernet built in.
I don't know.
Yes, and what firewall would they need to stop the spams and scams coming through
the portal? That's it. That's it.
You just got to fight it with a sword. You just stand at the portal.
When you put stuff in your fridge, it scans the fridge scans it on the way through.
To make sure it's not literally spam.
Exactly. And you touch a button on the screen, and it tells you what you can make and how to make it with the food that you've put in there.
That's
unreal.
Fantastic.
Now, that's cool, yeah?
Menus and that's awesome.
Unreal.
Now,
I love what is happening.
That's the kind of thing.
It doesn't really scan. I made that up.
You can't get it.
It's got what,
your
calendar
trolled inside. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That's what my fridge used to say.
Scan it. You know, you got a barcode reader on your phone.
Yeah, it could. Yep. I don't know. I just made it up, but it does give you.
Have you thought about painting this idea? Because that is incredible.
That's pretty awesome. Hmm. By the time I'm painting it, someone will already make it.
Oh, Andy's already ringing Samsung now.
Yep. Get a fridge in the works, mate.
Just sent me text.
Send that fridge to Australia. Those boys, Ozdroid, want it. They're onto something.
Give them a pay rise. We covered the last question.
We have.
I would like to ask this to not only us on the podcast, but you streamers and people listening to this. If you're listening to this in your car on the way to work, just wind down the window and just yell out your answer. if you're on the train and it's really quiet, yell out your answer.
Yeah, I'm going to get a sticker that says honk if you love Ozdroid. All right, so there we go. Look, online just goes all honk the horn.
Okay. My question is, the lead up to the question, last year, Ozdroid voted the HTC Desire as the best phone of 2010.
Really?
Now, I want to know from everyone what you think the best phone of 2011 would be and the best tablet of 2011 would be. Or even which manufacturer, because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. Do you think the SGS2 and the Sensation can hold their form until the end of the year? Or what do you think?
iPhone 5.
You are out, mate.
I don't know.
Have you kicked him?
Hang on, let me kick him. This is going to be fun. I'm kicking, here we go. Kick.
I think
the right now, I put him in timeout, I think.
Oh, good. I'm going to say that the SGS...
No, that's not fun. I need to kick you. There we go.
The SGS was by far the better phone out at the moment. Certainly dual core. Single core, if that can be a category. I think the Arc. The Arc is just incredible. Tablet, I'm not sure. It's kind of best of a bad bunch, really.
Yeah. I think we get to see them.
I think the Transformer, I think a lot of people were quite happy with. 10.1V has seemed to be forgotten about.
Yeah, even Samsung's forgotten about it.
Tegra 2 doesn't... It's not powerful enough.
Tegra 2 is terribly upsetting.
Tegra 2 is not ARM-based, is it?
By the end of the year. Maybe the Asus tablet will be the best.
Tegra 2 is not ARM-based, is it? It's Tegra 2, yeah?
It's ARM-based. Okay, so, other than the OMAP 4460 and the Exynos,
why are things Tegra 2 optimized and why are things not?
Because the way Tegra 2 works is different to... And it's GPU as well, isn't it? Not a GeForce GPU unit.
Yeah.
Compared to the GPU.
So that's it. It's because of the GPU it uses.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
And yeah, NVIDIA marketing for
NVIDIA
sure.
Marketing,
I've seen most of the games were perfectly.
That's rubbish. That's crap. Yeah. That really is.
Did you kick me out of the chat?
Yeah.
Oh, how rude!
I said I was kicking you. I was told. The boss told me. Blame it on us.
I would never do that to Jeff.
Come back in the chat.
I'm recording this.
Yeah. You're going to the Jeff's gone on strike.
He's going to the blog
and Ustream ombudsman tomorrow. So I was kicked out of the Ostrich chat. I'm not real happy about that.
What compensation can I get?
Are you joining the chat again? I feel really bad now.
I can't join the chat.
What do you mean?
You banned him.
No, I didn't ban him.
There's a red banner across the top. You are nuked.
All right, well, hang on. Look, I feel bad.
Beep, beep, beep. It's going to explode.
I feel really bad. Did you know I can't actually kick myself? That's rubbish. Oh. I did. I feel really bad about kicking.
So can I sum up what I think, and then you guys can kick each other?
Please.
Best dual core phone, SGS2 at the moment.
Easily.
Single core, Xperia Arc by far.
Yep.
Tablet, if it's unsure, but Tegra 3 is looking really, really promising with Kal-El. And that's coming to, I think, as an Asus tablet in the near future. Q3, is that now?
Almost.
September. Almost. Maybe. Did I leak out information that was embargoed? Am I going to jail? Yeah, that's me. What do you guys think? Sounds like incredible S. No.
I think the problem is most things say they're going to come out at a certain date, but they always come out later. I mean, you know, look, when was the Galaxy S2 announced? And, you know, when was... All these announced, they don't come out until months after they're meant to. You know, there was going to be a rumoured, you know, Samsung dual core in November, December, you know, and we didn't see it to what, you know, April or whatever it was. And so I honestly don't think we'll see anything being the Galaxy S2 or the sensation until maybe early next year.
What about this Nexus? Isn't that to be out by Q4, the holidays in the US?
Yeah, I think that'll be a January thing as well. I don't know, I'm a bit...
Skeptical. You think it's going to come after the holidays?
Yeah, I mean, Nexus 1 was January 5th, so... Mm. Yeah, I mean, I hope it isn't. I hope it's before it, like the Nexus S was. Yeah, I just think that these things tend to take longer than what they first expect, so... Yeah, maybe that's why the Nexus X was such a failure. They just wanted to pump it out early.
Jeff?
Okay, I'm back in the chat.
Oh, I'm so bad.
I can't post anything.
Oh, hang on. I think I've...
Oh, good.
I'm going to spam Ostroid all week for that.
Hang on. I put you on a timeout. That's... Hang on. Let me...
Ban him. Can we...
No, I've... Because I've
gone
felt...
blue. I just turned blue.
I've made you a mod.
I'm actually advertising for a new spot here, Ostroid, my personal assistant, that is to ban Jeff from any activity on the site whatsoever for the next week.
You should be able to type now, Jeff. Can you type now?
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Oh, goodness, he can.
Yeah, made you a mod, mate. All right.
I can't see it.
You can't? Yeah, it's there. It's definitely there.
There it is. Oh, sorry. Okay.
All right. No. So is it my turn? Is it my turn?
No, it's your turn. All right.
Best dual core phone of the year. So, yeah, I would have to say that at this stage, Galaxy S2, by far, but... I don't know, I'm interested to see what this Nexus Prime is. Very interested to see. And I might, depending on what the Nexus Prime, if it does come out, and if it is made by... If it's made by LG, I'm not even going to bother. If it's made by Motorola, I'm not even going to bother. Sony Ericsson, maybe, but it's highly unlikely that it will be. But if it's made by Samsung or HTC, Yeah, I'll
probably... Maybe if it's made by Huawei.
Mm, yeah, I doubt it. But if it's made by HTC or Samsung, and it is as good or better as what the Galaxy S2 is, I'll probably sell the Galaxy S2 and get it. So, but single core, yeah, I'd have to agree with you in regards to the Arc. And tablets, tablets, yeah, so far, it'd have to probably be the 10.1V or the 10.1. 10.1 yeah. Either because they're probably not going to forget it as quickly as they did the 10.1V, but 10.1V because the hardware's a little better. But the tablets are such an up-in-the-air kind of thing. You know, there's at the moment, no real company has a massive tablet strategy. Everybody is mainly throwing out tablets because there's a particular tablet in the market that's basically killing, you know, the tablet market. I mean, they created the tablet market as we know it today. So a lot of companies are... I mean, have a look at Samsung. So I'm getting feedback. Is that me? Doesn't matter. So...
It's not the sound of your voice.
Yeah, oh, I love it. Samsung came out with the 10.1V and then thought it was the best thing since sliced bread. Apple came out with the iPad 2 and then Samsung came back and go, wow, there are some things we need to do because we find it's a little inadequate. That to me says that there is really actually only one competitor in the tablet market, and that is Apple. Everybody else, there's one player in the tablet market.
Oh,
one
player. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, one player in the tablet market, and that's Apple, and everybody else is rushing and trying as many things as they possibly can to find something that can sit up alongside.
What's the latest on the 8.9 Samsung? Any news recently?
I'm fairly sure it disappeared under the radar.
They haven't even released the Wi-Fi version of it, have they?
With things I'm hearing is that the Vodafone are gonna hit it.
The 8.9.
Yeah,
we've heard a lot of things about what's happening at Vodafone.
Yeah. But yeah,
that we can't announce. No.
We have got information regards to what is happening at Vodafone. But we are trying to we've got it from a particular source. And we are trying to verify it with another source as well. So.
And if it's true, we will see HTC tablets running off unicorn dust.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yes. With rainbow stickers on them.
And they will play. They will play Nyan Cat as you boot it up.
Yeah. And they will have a composer's name.
They will.
Mozart or Puccini or something.
Well, it can't be the HTC Mozart now, can it?
No, it'll be like that.
What about the Bach? Bach!
Name the next HTC tablet.
Yeah. HTC. Made out of real wood, called the Bach.
Beethoven.
Yeah.
The Bach, yeah.
The Bach.
Beautiful.
The Bach. Bach.
Yes. I think that's it.
I think that is.
And I haven't had a go.
Haven't you not, Jeff?
No, I'm not giving Jeff a go. That's the end of the podcast.
Get in there, Jeff. Get in there, mate. Come on.
I don't want to listen to
him. It's the same answer as you.
What, the iPhone 5?
Yes. No. It's, I actually think that if this new Nexus Prime comes out, according to what we're hearing, that will be the best device for 2011. But otherwise, it's the Galaxy S2. And tablets... Oh, gosh. When... Android needs a hero tablet really badly.
Oh, they do, massively. Yeah.
Like
they need a Nexus tablet.
So we need the Andy pad.
We need... That sounds too dinky.
I'd be interested to play with the media pad, the Huawei media pad.
Yeah, I would do.
It's got pixel density, it's got 1.2 gigahertz dual core. It makes me
It's got the Huawei price too.
Did you guys look at the new Arcos ones, the G9s?
No, I don't like Arcos.
I did. I look.
No, they look okay. They look pretty good. They're a bit chunky, but still. Anyway, I don't know. I think 10.1 without the V is the best tablet going around. But Honeycomb, it pains me to say, but Honeycomb is really not quite ready yet. Ouch.
The Buzz, I have a theory behind that.
Buzz is typing furiously. Can you hear that?
I know.
Camera, I had to get words all out of my fingers.
Mm.
Lucas and I are actually planning how to get Jeff off the podcast.
Run, execute. Scott.
Is it just a coincidence?
DDoS.
Stop interrupting Scott.
Sorry, Scott. Please continue.
Yeah, come on. Is it just a coincidence that the only version of Android that hasn't been open source is also the buggiest?
Yeah, because they don't know that, stuff.
Maybe if they open sourced it, people could help them fix everything.
If they open sourced it, they'd see how badly programmed it is. No, it wasn't done. That's why 3.2 is on the way out.
Yeah,
because it was only supporting Terra 2, and Tegra 2 is terrible. And now it's supporting Qualcomm Snapdragon, which can kick quite a lot of butt. The newer ones, 1.5. MSM8660, yep. I believe. Oh. See that? I've been practicing.
Yes. Isn't it 8665?
I think it's O, isn't it?
I don't know. I'll just mess with you.
Oh, you're fired. Not
oh,
I can't work in these conditions, Lucas. I can't
sorry.
Do this.
I know.
Sorry.
That has been the Oz drop I got.
Yes.
And there's the silence we've all been waiting for.
Yes. An hour and so 50 yes, minutes.
Now, yeah, it has been a long one, guys. We do apologize for the longest, but no, we don't really care. No, we do care. We thank you, actually. There's only probably been three or four people that have actually left the chat in the whole 2 hours. So,
chat's awesome.
Well, the chat, you guys are absolutely the bomb. Thank you for hanging around. There's been a lot of new... Oh, go Voltron Force. Oh, God. I have a question for the chat. Easy, for people
who I was going to make an announcement, but yeah,
here we go. For the people who like Voltron in the chat, Voltron the Lions or Voltron the Land, Sea, Air Force?
What?
Come on, people who know Voltron will know. Vehicle. Yeah, the vehicles. Oh, really?
Oh, we didn't rant. We forgot to rant.
Said Lions all the way. Lions for the win. That's what I'm talking about. I was definitely Lions.
Oh, I am
Lions,
way too young for this.
You are young. Lions.
Oh, can we not talk about like the
Voltron with mixed up hardware buttons? Yeah, look, I haven't had a rant this week. I haven't had
a
rant.
Oh, don't start him. Who did that?
No. I had a chat. Was it you, Jeff, that I had a chat? I sent a tweet
out. It was kind of an open chat on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like Power Rangers as a kid because they were a rip-off of Voltron. Okay? Yeah, Voltron button fragmentation. Yeah, I don't like how they're all different colours. It would be better if they were a single colour. It would be more uniform then.
I like how you echo.
You do?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Am I echoing?
Echo.
I can hear my echo, but no, I've actually got no. I'll tell you one thing though. I'll tell you one thing about butt fragmentation. If the Optimus Prime rumors are true, there will be no physical buttons, and and the Lord will savor me.
Did you say the Optimus Prime rumors are correct?
Did I say that? Yes, the Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime is running off Android.
Yeah, if Optimus Prime runs off Android, oh baby, I am there. I am the Optimus Prime rib streak. Hey, that would actually be pretty good. Imagine Dell got the Nexus contract and released the Optimus Prime rib streak. That would be perfect.
Oh my goodness.
Can I now say two things?
Yes.
One, I like the buttons on the Optimus Black because when you press them, they go from white to blue for a second.
Ooh.
Second thing, completely related to what I just said. I haven't talked about this with the team yet. This is an open discussion to the six people that are listening to the podcast in their cars on the way to work.
There's 20 odd people in the chat.
I'm fairly sure there's only three people in the chat, and Blunty just have got like 17 windows open.
Yeah.
But what I was trying to say was we're hoping to have some type of gatherings or get-togethers or whatever sounds less stupid
like,
of those two.
Like a get-up?
No, there will not be one in Perth because nobody lives there this morning.
Hey, hang on a second. Yeah, stop broadcast.
Erwin, who is usually on this podcast, has had some stuff planned for bigger and better gatherings than I've been planning. But we're hoping to just have, you know, just get together somewhere, talk tech, banter. Hopefully in Sydney, for sure.
Sydney?
I believe at Blunty's place, which is in King's Cross. No.
I'd rather Redfern.
Sydney. Melbourne, of course, because that is where the majority of us are. That's where I am. That's where Jeff is. That is where Scott is. That is where Erwin is.
Erwin is, yeah.
So the important part of the team. Sydney has Chris and Matt, and I'm sure we'd make the effort to get some of the team up there. Not Lucas, because it costs too much.
Yeah, it does. It costs a lot of money. I'll be there in spirit.
You will be. No, we'll get you there, I'm sure.
You reckon? There's nothing better.
That's an idea that I'm throwing out there.
Hang on, no, I've got a better idea. How about somebody buys me a really awesome camera and a massive, I don't know, with 60-inch LCD TV, and we can stream it.
I can just
stand in front of a camera all day and go, hi. Hey, everybody.
Nobody wants to
see it. No, please send me there. But it's got to be a ticket for two.
So, that was just my idea. That there'll be a meetup in Sydney, a meetup in Melbourne, and a meetup in maybe like another country. So I'm thinking Adelaide. Yeah.
Tasmania?
Yeah. I haven't got a passport. I won't be able to get to Tasmania.
No. You don't have an arm growing out of your head either.
Ooh. Oh, there are so many things that cannot be said. Darwin, I would love to. If there are people who live in Darwin, if there is a majority, by majority I mean more than two people that are in Darwin that listen in or read the site, email me, buzz@ozdroid.net. We will party hard up in Darwin. On boats. Barges.
Darwin.
Yeah. Sydney, Melbourne. Is all I have planned for now. Sometime in the summer when it's really hot and we start melting.
I've got an idea. So what we could do is we do it in...
Your last idea was bad.
What was that? We do it in Melbourne.
We do it in Melbourne.
And then we hire a bus and then...
To drive to Sydney.
And we drive to Sydney. But we get a whole heap of people to pay. And we pay insane. And drink. And we charge people
and
$15. Yeah. Oh, I'm not coming.
Hang on.
Everybody take out Will. So, how cool would that be? Okay, Priscilla style. Well, Dumlocks, if you want to go and you want to stand
Priscilla
on the roof,
go
you could
via Alice Springs on the way to Sydney.
No, but I think that'd be cool if we could get it done. No, we meet up. We all meet up in Melbourne. We have a cool day, and then we hire out a place, and everyone sleeps, and then we wake up in the morning, and we drive to Sydney.
We don't sleep,
and we video it, and we call the Hangover Part 3.
Bingo. I like. As long as we stop in a place called Young.
And Nimbin.
Meanwhile, back on the podcast.
Yeah, meanwhile, yeah. I think we're done. We done?
Yep.
Yeah.
Please say we're done.
I think so.
Before this gets out of hand.
I'm sure we need to start out.
That has been the Ozdroid podcast.
Number nine, I believe.
That was number nine. We're nearly at number 10.
I know. Yep. I know. Do you know how that means we've been going for what?
17 years.
Yeah. I've got a really quick hand me in question here. I've got it on paper. It says, I've got a question. When the F do I get my play? I assume that's the Sony Ericsson play.
But where did this come from?
It came from my other half.
Oh, where do you get your play?
She wants a play. She wants a Sony Ericsson play. Yeah, Xperia play.
I'm really glad you asked.
On Vodafone, though.
No, I sent it in the mail.
Yeah.
That night we were chatting on Skype. She'll remember, don't worry.
Let's get it done. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you everybody, chat. You've been wonderful. And on that note, we are done. I'm this guy. Catches around. Thank you.
Is that it?
That's it. Say goodbye. I'm Lucas.
And I'm the other guy that's also in this thing where we talk to the other people. And
you're some random guy.
Yeah.
You can catch me on the social network place.
Yeah. That place. With other guys. Yes.
And chat. Oh my god. I'm never doing this again.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. You're the legends.
Oh no, email us.
Yeah, email us. Hey, yeah. Yeah, hey. Email podcast.
I just got the email working again. So
yeah, all right. So hit up the contact form, or podcast@ozdroid.net. I'm Lucas@ozdroid.net. Buzz at Ozdroid.net, yeah, pretty much.
Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter @LucasBurnett. Jeff's is @GFieldU.
Very good.
Hey, see, I told you. It's only been 9 of the suckers. I'm about to get it right eventually. All I wanted to say was that. Scott's @MontElbert. Thank you very much, guys, for having us and putting up with our rubbish for the last 2 hours. It's been long. It's been arduous. It's been... Yeah, extra rant next fortnight. Trust me, there'll be a rant. Don't worry.
Yeah, next fortnight will be a rant.
Oh yeah, it'll be rant Wednesday. Don't worry about that.
Every once a month, we just drink and then we just rant.
I've been drinking already. That's how I do these podcasts. That's how I can. Okay, sorry.
Neither.
Never have guessed.
Yeah, rant special. Definitely, that's gonna be the name of it. Rant special.
Epic rant.
I'm glad that everyone actually likes my rants. Does everyone like my rants?
Oh, I can't stand them.
No.
Not a big fan, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah,
they go for too long.
Yeah, they do go for too long, don't they? Don't they? Everyone's been saying there's no rants, and yet nobody likes them. So why nobody like the home button in the middle? All right, I'm out. I'm done. Thank you very much. I've had enough. Otherwise, I will rant.
See you on the flip side. Right,
yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Not that guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, guys. You've been wonderful.
Jedi out.
Catch up.
See you, guys.
Overwatch, of course.